Welcome to the Fitbox Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Frankie. Glad you're here listening. On our podcast, we talk about two main things. First and foremost, we interview members of Fitbox so that way you can hear their stories about how they're repaying debt, how they're saving for retirement, buying homes, all this type of stuff, really to give you motivation and some different ideas. That's the first thing we talk about. The second thing our podcast do is we take individual finance topics and go through them in more detail so that way you can say, does this apply to me and how does this apply to my plan? So if you have questions or you want to sign up for Fitbox, you can do so in the show notes, fitbox.com, build your profile, schedule a call. We'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Fitbox channel on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, welcome as there to also. Today, I'm going to be sharing you a story of how someone took $100,000 of taxable money and is going to be able to convert it into $750,000 of tax-free money. And the amazing part of this story, this is something that I see all the time at Fitbox, is that the person actually signed up to be a Fitbox member and get help with their financial plan because they're actually trying to get help with their student loans. And they didn't even realize this other money was just sitting there. When our experts at Fitbox pointed it out to them, it was like, holy cow. Okay. So I'm going to share this story with you today before I dive into it. If you're watching on YouTube, you're new to the channel, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell. That way you're notified when new episodes come out and new content comes out that can help you on your financial journey. It helps us to grow, so thank you in advance. Same thing with the podcast. Hit the subscribe button. It helps us grow the podcast also, so thank you in advance for that. Also, let's jump right into it. The individual Fitbox member that I'm going to be highlighting today, her name is Sarah. She had been working for about 10 years post-graduation, okay? And I actually had not been talking directly with Sarah. Sarah was not the one that actually scheduled the call. It was her spouse, okay? His name was Tom. He built the profile of Fitbox, scheduled the call, and she was on it as well. And she wasn't doing too much talking, bringing that much stuff up. But what Tom had really been calling for is because student loans had just kicked back in, okay? And they were in this unique situation. Not unique, guys. I see this all the time. He was on an income-driven repayment plan because of his student loans. And they had recently had a child about a year earlier. And Sarah she decided to stay at home. And she was like, I'm not going back to work. It doesn't make sense for me to go back to work based on my salary, based on childcare. Like, I'm just staying at home. Now, for Tom, in order to keep his finance or his monthly payment low, they decided to file their taxes separately because actually Sarah also has student loans. Okay. So if they were filing jointly, and her student loans were actually a lot more than Tom's. And so if they were filing jointly, it was going to end up costing her quite a bit of money. Okay. And so they were planning on filing separately, and that's what they were trying to build a financial plan around, which is the big reason why they had scheduled a call and built their profile Fitbox, okay? Now, those of you that don't realize why they're doing that is because by filing separately, her monthly payment was going to be zero because she was going to have no income, okay? Now, this is where the story gets really interesting because I answered that question for them. And then I said something to him. I said, guys, I'm going to go off topic here because I think you're missing out on a lot of money. Okay. And Tom was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, you guys are paying us $189 a year for our financial planning technology and our services and everything. What if I could show you right now how you can basically have about $750,000 in tax-free money? Do you think that $189 a year would be worth it? And he was like, holy shit, yeah. Like, what are we looking at here? Sarah had been working for about 10 years prior to staying at home, and she had roughly $100,000 in her old 401k from her old employer. Now, the first mistake that she was doing was that she never rolled it over into an IRA. if you guys have listened to this podcast and this channel, you guys will know we always say don't ever leave your 401k at an old company. It's very expensive, 401ks are. IRAs are cheaper. Plus, with IRAs, you have more options on what you do with your money. Okay? So roll it over. The one, I will disclose, the one benefit of leaving it in a 401k is you can take a loan against it, which I don't encourage, which is why I'm saying roll it over. Okay? Now, with Sarah's case, that was mistake number one. She never rolled it over. So she's like, okay, well, I'm going to roll it over. And Tom, you know, quick to it, was like, well, how does that make us 750 grand tax-free over the next 30 years? And I said, well, that's the first step. The second step is doing what's called a Roth conversion. Okay, now remember, she wasn't working, so she had no income. And her monthly payment, they wanted her monthly payment to be $0 a month on her student loans. And so I told them, I said, look, she could do what's called a Roth conversion mixed with a conversion ladder. And what that basically means is you can take the traditional IRA. So she was going to roll over her 401k to a traditional IRA. And then from the traditional IRA, she can convert it to a Roth IRA. However, when you do that, the amount you claim or you convert, you have to claim that as income in that tax year because it goes from a pre-tax account to an after-tax account. But you don't have to convert it all at one time. And so with Sarah, she can start converting about $15,000 a year. And eventually she would have converted all $100,000. And if she did $15,000 a year, that's low enough where, yes, she has to claim that as income, but because it's such a low dollar amount and with the standard deductions and whatnot, she doesn't have to pay any taxes on it. Her tax bracket would be 0%. So we set up a game plan with her to convert all of her traditional IRA that she had just rolled over into a Roth IRA over a span of 5 to 10 years. Because like I said, she wasn't ever planning on going back to work. And even if she did plan on going back to work in 2 or 3 years, she could still convert like $30,000 or $45,000 of it and never pay taxes on it. Okay? Now, that's a big deal because over that time, she would be able to convert the full $100,000 because like I said, she wasn't going to go back to work. And by the time, you know, she's 60 years old, that Roth IRA would then be worth about $750,000. Now, had she kept it in her 401k or a traditional IRA, yeah, it would still grow to $750,000 because it would be invested. But when she took the money out, she'd be taxed on it at that time. Now that's in a Roth IRA, that money, that 750 grand projection of what it's going to be worth, tax-free. Not only that, but that's $100,000 that she contributed to a Roth IRA. She could take that $100,000 out because it's considered contribution. She can take it out of the Roth IRA after 5 years anytime she wants to and not pay taxes on it. Given their financial situation, a lot of flexibility over the next 30 years. Okay. So that is a story. And I see something similar to that. Probably 4 to 5 times a week where we have a parent that stays at home, either part-time or full-time, once they have children or for whatever reason, maybe they even lost a job and they're just not working this year or rather searching. I see it all the time. The income drops, they're filing their taxes separately because of IDR, and they got this old 401k just sitting there doing nothing. If you guys find yourself in that situation, first of all, comment in the comment section. If you're watching on YouTube, be like, yeah, I'm in that situation right now. Second of all, if you're in that situation, you know, go to fitbucks.com. Cause like Tom said, like, you know, for $189 a year, like, yeah, the student loan information was really important because that was their main reason why they were calling. But this other stuff with converting that money into tax-free money, that's a huge amount of savings and taxes. So if you guys want help on that, you go sign up as little as $189 a year, build your profile. You can use the technology. If you want to schedule a call to Fitbucks expert to make sure you're doing everything correct to get that peace of mind, do that. Like I said, also be sure to subscribe to the podcast and the channel for more information. That's the story for today, Sarah and Tom. As always, we'll see you guys on the next episode.